What is a grape?
A grape is a vine that maybe a Chardonnay or Cabernet or Merlot.
Is it like a small potato?
No. No, there's no relationship with a potato.
Is it a peanut?
Not a peanut.
Is it a small apple?
No.
Is it like a small egg?
No, no resemblance with an egg.
I would like to see one day a grape.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A grape.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the joy it brings us. And now, here to celebrate the wearing of the green, the lovely lassie herself, Laura O'Lawson.
I'm Laura Lawson, and welcome to the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape in all its glory. And as your Chardonnay sipping diva, I'm having a hard time breathing after that wonderful introduction. And here I was thinking that Kent was going to introduce us the closest by having some guy talk about a small potato. But no, I should have had greater faith. Kent, I assume we're a big St. Patrick's Day fan?
We are a big St. Patty's Day fan. Yes, we are.
All right. Are we going to call you O. Kent?
I usually wear, yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
O. Kent.
O. Kent.
Usually wear my green teeth, don't you?
Hey, leave our poor Southern counterparts alone.
There you go.
All right. See, I picked on someone besides the French. You should be happy.
Yeah, that's a switch.
Yeah. All right. Well, in case you haven't guessed, today is our show celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And yes, on the Wine Crush, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So all of you who are planning on drinking beer, for all of you who are planning on joining the parades, you can do that just as soundly with a glass of Chardonnay in your hand. So you don't have to think about beer. Wine is the other beverage used for St. Patrick's. St. Patrick's, honestly, is probably my favorite holiday. It's no pressure. No pressure, not like Valentine's Day, but created by the greeting cards. No shopping like Christmas. What other holiday can you get together and just drink with your friends and relax and have fun? Which is why we think it's the perfect show for the Wine Crush. Simply because, what other excuse do we need to drink with our friends? Or it could be like Charles Madigan said of St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick, one of the few saints whose feast day presents the opportunity to get determinedly whacked and make a fool of oneself, all under the guise of acting Irish. Well, I'm lucky. I don't necessarily have to act Irish. On my father's side, they were from County Cork, so that means that I do have a good portion of that Irish blood in my bloodstream, as anyone who has encountered my temper occasionally can definitely attest to. But although we talk about St. Patrick's Day today, we do have a well-rounded show. We aren't just going to get off in a shamrock field on you. We are lucky we are joined today by Valerie Fayette. She is the director of the Center for Enology and Viticulture. So we're going to have someone bring us back down to earth and educate us a little bit. But most importantly, we'll have your calls, your emails to tell us all about what you're doing, what you're drinking, and of course, to ask us for that wonderful wit and wisdom guide that only I can offer. So for those of you who wish to do that, you can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1, which is our wine line, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Well, I know a lot of my friends are getting ready to plan a St. Patrick's Day party, but for those who aren't, I would recommend going to the biggest, the largest St. Patrick's Day parade in the whole United States. And this is going to be fun. So before I finish this sentence, remember the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. The largest parade, of course, is in Savannah, Georgia. And now, right now, all my northeastern state listeners are driving off the road. They're changing the channel, saying, no, it's New York. No, it's Chicago. Google it. Savannah, Georgia, largest St. Patrick's Day parade ever. 700,000 people in the year of 2006, and they are preparing for more this year. Now, I personally have had the pleasure of attending the St. Patrick's Day parade on a number of occasions. It usually takes me about two bottles, Chardonnay, to get through that whole event. And I will give some advice to people who are going to attend. If you have a group of friends that is going with you, make a point of purchasing a whole bunch of helium balloons. Yes, helium balloons. Green, red, yellow, doesn't really matter. Because after about 3 o'clock, I encourage you tie the balloon at the back of your waist on one of the little belt loops you have, because that is going to be the only way in hell you can find anybody in the crowd. Just look for the balloons. Hopefully no one will pop them, and you'll be able to find your friends. And also, that way, when they fall down, you can actually track the balloons back and figure out where they were last seen. So there's my wit and wisdom for those drinkers who are going to Savannah. I wish you the best of the luck, especially the luck of the Irish, if you're going to try and get through those crowds. Actually, even though I know you're going to argue with me over the Savannah comment having the largest parade, I do have a couple of interesting facts on St. Patrick's. 34.5 million people. That's the number of U.S. residents who claim Irish ancestry. The number is 9 times the population of Ireland itself. So, for those of you who decide you're going to be Irish for St. Patrick's Day, just remember, there's not enough people in Ireland who have created all of us who think we're from Irish descent. So keep that in mind as you're bragging in the bars. Number three, the number of states in which Irish is the leading ancestry group: Delaware, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. Now, we're lucky. I know there's Crush stations all the way across the board up there. So remember, 877-4-CRUSH-1 when you want to argue with me. 21.6. That is the number of gallons of beer consumed per capita by Americans on St. Patrick's Day. 21.6 gallons of beer consumed per capita by Americans on St. Patrick's Day. You drink that much beer, no wonder you're claiming you're from Ireland. Probably by the time you're done, you aren't speaking English anyway, so what difference does it make? So that ought to give you a number of great insights going into St. Patrick's Day, so you too can be prepared for everything that's going to happen. Well, I have a couple wine recommendations, but because I have gotten off on tangents, we're going to have to wait to the start of the next segment. So if you'll hold on to your seats, I will definitely tell you what to be drinking on St. Patrick's. Stay tuned to The Crush.
Fresh and clean as a whistle. That's Irish Spring. Fresh and clean as a whistle.
The Wine Crush returns in just a wee bit.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. So call us right now. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote.
800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor. Or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your Chardonnay sipping diva. And we welcome you to The Crush, where today, apparently, Irish ears are howling. We're having fun talking about St. Patrick's Day and tormenting you with our music and our Irish accents. But we do have to kind of educate you about wine at some point to justify the nature of the show. So fortunately, we have a guest who can do just that. I would like to welcome Valerie Fayette, the director for the Center of Enology and Viticulture, to The Crush today. Valerie, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you. Pleasure to be on.
I am so happy to have somebody that's not talking in an Irish accent or playing Irish music. You have no idea. As long as you aren't claiming to be a leprechaun, we should have a lot of fun.
Red hair, but no leprechaun.
There we go. How are you going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day?
You know, I haven't thought about it yet. I think it's the day before our finals for our students, so we probably need to do something green. But
ooh, St. Patrick's Day, the day before finals. That's vicious.
That is.
That's definitely vicious.
I haven't thought about it before.
Well, tell us about your students. Tell us about your center. Tell us about what you do.
Well, we are located in Walla Walla, Washington, and we got started about, in 2001 officially. But we were the first two-year program in the United States to have a fully bonded, licensed winery in which to teach students with, as well as the fact that we sell our wine. So we have a two-year program that earns students a AAAS degree, and they spend the first year on viticulture, learning the science of grape growing, and the second year on winemaking. So...
For our listeners, College Cellars in Walla Walla, it's a campus teaching people about wine. It is a functional winery, but it's also serving as a college, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We're part of Walla Walla Community College, and we have our own center here on campus in a separate building that has the winery. All the winery facilities are downstairs, and all the teaching facilities are, as far as classrooms, are upstairs. And then we also have about 5 acres of teaching vineyards that we have as an estate vineyard for our students learning.
So this time of year, when you talk about your students, obviously if you're hands-on, you're a winery, there's not that much going on, maybe a little pruning. But what are our students learning right now when they take their finals on March 16th? What are the finals on?
Well, it depends on whether they're a first-year or second-year student. For our first years, they're taking a lot of agricultural science classes. So they have classes this quarter with plant diseases and insects, as well as a viticulture class in establishing a vinifera vineyard. And then they also have a soil science class. So they're pretty heavy into the science this year. And our second year students are, we tend to go a little easier on them as they get towards graduation.
That's awful so, kind of you.
Make sure that they actually graduate. If you make it too hard, you know, they want to leave. But they are taking things like wine industry employment, and they're taking a second quarter of science of winemaking. They also tend to be enrolled in an evening class, which is called Wines of the World, where they get to sample and learn about wines from different regions.
There we go. That's the one I want.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's the one everybody wants.
It's that nighttime class that we would enjoy. As far as I know, you are the only winery anywhere that offers quite a program like this. Is there any prerequisite to our listeners who are getting that urge to go and be a winemaker? Do you have to have any kind of degree or anything to get into your program?
You do not. You do not need a degree. We do encourage folks to be 21, just because in Washington State and in most states around the country, you are not allowed to do any sampling, even if you're spitting, if you're under the age of 21, which makes for a boring 2 years. But, you know, really, we get students from all over the country. This year, you know, I have students from Maine and Massachusetts and Wisconsin and New Mexico and Wyoming, and really, they come from all over. One, I think, because of the lower cost of life, but yet you're still right in the middle of a very good, well-renowned wine region with excellent winemakers and vineyards available to work in. And two, we're affordable option as well for folks, you know, coming to expand on their education. And I have to say that most of our students come with either, you know, a bachelor's or a master's or even, you know, postgraduate degree. So,
well, because we all know when we finish college, we have no clue what we want to do. So anytime we can foster it, especially by learning how to drink better or how to make what we drink, it's certainly an advantageous pursuit.
Absolutely. And wine is a passion industry. And a lot of people do the hard work first, and then they look for things to do a little bit later in life that they're really going to truly enjoy and have a passion for after they've kind of got their 401k stocked up. So.
I like the way you classify that. When you look at it, wine is a passion industry, no matter how you look at it, whether you're in sales, whether you're in winemaking, whether you're in barrel making. It tends to be, I tell people who come and talk to me about getting a job, I say, look, you basically have 3 years in the wine business. And after 3 years, you know that you're just insane enough to do this for the rest of your life, or we're going to send you off to pharmaceutical sales. You know, there's really not much mid-ground in the middle of that. And I think it's great that y'all offer an opportunity for people who already know they're passionate to get an outlet, to learn, to get hands-on, to get dirty. I think we miss more of that than anything else.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that a lot of students don't realize, or a lot of people in general don't realize, so once they get into the wine industry, is that it actually is work.
Will you please repeat that? And can I get that on an email? Because I swear my friends and my listeners are convinced I don't lift a finger.
Exactly. We just sit around and have wine tastings all day.
Oh, that's good. No, actually, I just sit around talk and drink all day. You know, that's all I do. You know, it's my priority. Well, if I decided I wanted to be a student, what would I need to do? Do you have a waiting list? Do you have a website? Tell me how I enroll.
We started something actually new this year where as students are applying, as long as they're meeting the qualifications and look exceptional, we're admitting as we receive their applications. And typically we also do a little bit of an interview. So either if they're from out of state and don't plan to be in Walla Walla anytime soon, we'll do a phone interview. We take our candidates seriously. We typically do have a bit of a waiting list. So we are strategic in who we select to make sure that they know what, you know, they're getting into and that they're truly committed to the industry of wine. But the easiest way is really just to go on the website for the college, which is wwcc.edu/enology, which is Enology.
See, you're a speller. I have problems with that occasionally. Directly proportional how much I'm talking and drinking, I have a problem with that.
Well, and a lot of folks, you know, the European or the Australian way with enology is an O in front of it, so people get confused on that. But, you know, it's just that we require a resume, we require an essay, which is different than a lot of the community college programs. And then, like I said, we try to interview folks to just make sure they're committed before they relocate to Walla Walla and know that there is work and there is a lot of science that they have to take.
There is definitely a lot of work and a lot of science, a lot of biology, entomology, And, of course, there's always the dirt science that just totally escapes me most days.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's wonderful that y'all offer a program such as that. But I do have to ask a quick question, and our listeners may turn out at this point because I've got to ask this. What exactly is a wine industry employment class?
Oh, see, that is just one of my favorites because I get to teach it.
Oh, there you go. I've hit the right note then.
Exactly. It, you know, one of the community college requirements is job-seeking skills, but because most of our students know how to seek jobs and have had, you know, successful careers, I've really turned that class into more about what are the differences between wine industries and other industries they may have already worked in.
Right.
And how do you network within the wine industry? Because not only is wine a passion industry, it's a social industry.
I have to admit all the different things that just went through my head. Even my producer looked at me and said, whatever you just thought, don't say it. Well, what would you say is the number one difference between the wine industry and other industries?
Lots of compliance and things you can and cannot do because alcohol is involved.
That's fair enough. Or actually, there's a lot of things you think you can do because alcohol is involved.
Exactly. That's true, too.
Well, fair enough.
I don't cover as many of those in class, though.
No, it's kind of hard. You know, you spend a lot of your time, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. It's just easier after a while to look at them and say, no, 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 can't do that either. So definitely understand.
Sometimes that's what folks feel like they're getting, especially from the regulatory agencies. But in general, if you learn the rules, you can figure it out.
Well, being the instructor for this class, what's your advice to our listeners for those that want to get into the wine industry?
One, I would start with immersing yourself in it a little bit. So if you're currently employed in a different career, you know, join a wine tasting group. See if you have local wineries in the area, you know, see if they need some weekend help. A lot of wineries will use even wine club members to help during harvest. Or we'll do fun weekends for, you know, things like bottling. So get a sense of really everything that goes into making wine and selling wine.
There you go.
Before you quit your day job.
try before you buy, and you have to find out if you're actually just crazy enough to do this. I get
Absolutely.
Well, Valerie, thank you very much for being part of the Crush. If you ever get a wild hair, we'd love to see copies of your final exams. I would adore to see copies of your exams, and we could even use them as questions for our listeners. So hopefully when we get off, I can have our producer reach back out to you, and we can use you as a challenge. Well, Valerie,
that would be fun.
Valerie, thank you for being part of the Crush, and we will definitely be talking to you later.
Good. Thanks, Laura.
Part of the Crush I didn't get to today is letting you know we have our Irish Irish smiling, and every segment we want to give you a great toast for St. Patrick's Day. So here's the toast for the hour. May you die in bed at 95 years, shot by a jealous wife. More on the Crush when we return.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it.
Here's the number. Call right now. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable family health insurance, call now.
800-799-9991. 800-799-9991. 800-799-9991.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Not licensed in New York.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
8. We've worked together for years.
7. I'm the parking attendant. I park your car every day.
1 in 8 Americans is struggling with hunger.
6. We speak at PTA meetings all the time.
Including millions of children and seniors.
5. I went to summer camp with your son last year.
4. I'm your old friend. We went to high school together.
Someone you know is in need.
3. I work at the gas station. I pump your gas.
2. I'm your neighbor. Our kids are classmates.
Who's the 1 in 8 in your life that needs help?
1. We live next door to each other.
You can make a difference through Feeding America and its nationwide network of more than 200 food banks. Take action at feedingamerica.org/1in8. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today we are celebrating the luck of the Irish and St. Patrick's Day. And, of course, throughout the show, I'm going to throw in great quotes for you to use on St. Patrick's Day. And we're going to remind you that St. Patrick's Day is not just about the beer, but it can be about the wine as well. So real quick on that note, my wine recommendation for the week is nothing but Vino Verde. Green wine. There you go. Green, not just for beer anymore. Actually, Twin Vines makes a Vino Verde. It's made by the Fonseca family. They're the ones that made Port famous. The wine's from Portugal. It is an interesting blend of grape varieties that we aren't going to go into here. We have too much trouble with Viognier and Roussanne. But suffice it to say, it has great acidity. It has great balance to it. It's very cleansing. It's very tangy. It's one of those great spring wines that goes well with all the salads. It goes great with seafood. So think about it. On St. Patrick's Day, instead of asking for a green beer, ask for a glass of green wine and Twin Vines Vino Verde. Well, I had promised that I would get around to emails and phone calls, but that means you have to email and phone call me. You can actually email me at info@winecrush.com, or you can be brave and call the wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. And like to remind you, it can be the wine line, W-H-I-N-E. Feel free to put your 2 cents worth in at any point. I love to hear them. Well, right now we have Tom. He is calling from Vail, Colorado, and he is a loyal listener to KVLE. So, Tom, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Someone recently recommended a 2004 Rodney Strong Cab to me, and I could only find 2005 in the store. How much difference does a year make in a wine?
A year can make all the difference. In all sincerity, vintage after vintage after vintage, it is a fruit. Every year is going to have different sun, it's going to have different rain, it's going to have different temperatures, and all of these affect the grape enough. If you affect the grape enough, you're going to affect the wine. But when you're talking about things like just your baseline, whether it's a Rodney Strong Cabernet, whether it's Robert Mondavi Cabernet, generally the wines are going to be fairly consistent vintage to vintage to vintage. This is why these houses have gotten such great reputations, because day in, day out, they offer great value wines. The 04 Rodney Strong Cabernet, the Sonoma Vineyard, great bottle of wine. The 05 Rodney Strong Cabernet, Sonoma Vineyards, is also a very good bottle of wine. To be nitpicky, I think the 05 has more fruit than the 04, and I think it's a much better bottle. But as a whole, when you're looking, if people recommend the 04 versus the 05 versus the 03 versus the 99, the best advice I can give you is to pay attention to the winery that's being offered. If your friends like the winery, most wineries and winemakers tend to have a house style. We talk about this with champagne, but it holds true with wineries, meaning day in, day out, the wines are going to be consistent, they're going to have a certain flavor profile, and they're going to have certain high points in each vintage that you can relate to. So even if you can't find the 2004, definitely reach out, try the 2005, and let us know whether you liked it or not. Rick Sayer and those boys do a great job at Rodney Strong. Thank you to the Kleins for all the great Cabernets you give us, and good luck with your search. Let me know. Moving on the wine line, we have Kyle from North Carolina. Kyle, welcome to the Wine Crush.
What is the best growing region for Pinot Noir?
The best growing region for Pinot Noir. That is a very, very divergent question, and it is an answer that we could devote a whole show to. I will suffice it to say that Pinot Noir is best grown in cooler regions. And when I say cooler regions, if you want to think about that in the United States, let's think about Oregon. Let's think about Northern California. Let's think about Carneros, Sonoma. When you think about true Pinot Noir in its highest form, that, of course, is going to be Burgundy. And as much as it just rakes me to talk about the French Burgundies that are red or made out of Pinot Noir, also a cool climate grape. They're absolutely outstanding. They tend to be more expensive. So there you go. Once again, cool climate. Something else, and this is the up-and-coming rising star of Pinot Noir, is New Zealand. And I would recommend this beyond anything else right now. Cool climate, great fruit. It doesn't have that cotton candy overbearing flavor to it. New Zealand Pinot Noirs are where it's at. It's the trendy new thing for 2009, as it was for 2008, and probably will be for 2010. But definitely cool climate. So think about that. There's your geography lecture for the day. If it's cold, then definitely that's where you want to go. Hopefully that helped. If it didn't, feel free to call back 877-4-CRUSH-1, and we'll see if we can't help you out. Next on the wine line, we have Tina from Florida. Tina, welcome to the Crush.
I was wondering, what are some recommended vintages for Bordeaux wines? Thank you.
Recommended vintages for Bordeaux wines. That is kind of vague. I assume you're talking about Bordeaux reds. And what we can get right now, anywhere from 98 to 45 to 53, there's a lot of different avenues you can take. Affordable, all vintages of Bordeaux are definitely something you want to take heed to. But you can find good Bordeaux pretty much any time and in any place you want to. What you don't mention is whether or not you're a collector. Tina, if you're a collector, I encourage you, grab a Robert Parker's Vintage Guide. But while you're doing that, pay attention to the dollar sign. Pay attention to what's next to it. For those of you day in and day out who just want to drink Bordeaux, I would look at 2004. They are some of the best values on the market right now. So if you had to ask me, look at 04. I think they're undervalued for what they should be. And Tina, pick up the buying guide. Get an idea. If you don't want to go spend for that 45 or that 53, give me a call back and see if I can't help you more. I had promised to get to some calls, but unfortunately, I've got to take a small break right now. But before we do, we have to give you our St. Patrick's Day and toast. And on that, when you're sliding down the banister of life, may the splinters all be going the other way. Stay tuned. There's more on The Crush when we return.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen, and down the mountainside.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX, performance you can feel.
It is with sound mind and body that I, James Fredericks III, after fighting with all direct family members for decades, leave my entire fortune of $32 million to the one friend I had in the end, the package delivery guy, Matt Sanger.
Woohoo! Yeah! I had a feeling about this. Uh-huh! I'm rich! Oh, this cannot be happening.
Actually, it's not happening.
What?
And it never will.
I don't get it.
There aren't even people here. That's just one of those murmuring sound effects.
Seriously?
Listen, if you want to have money in your future, don't rely on luck.
Huh.
Put $10 away each month. Cook once in a while instead of eating out.
Okay.
Pay down your high-interest credit cards.
Right.
Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow.
So, no inheritance?
No. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
And just to be clear, no inheritance, right?
The Wine Crush.
I'm Laura Loss, and you're listening to The Wine Crush. And for those of you confused, you too can sound Irish when in Spain, because that's what I'm getting all over that one. All right, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day here on The Crush, and we have had a lot of fun talking about different toasts. But one thing I haven't enlightened you on, when you have your glass of Vino Verde, because that's the green wine to drink on St. Patrick's Day, how do you make an appropriate toast? You know me, I'm great at plagiarizing, so I stole this off E. Howe. Tips and warnings for making a St. Patrick's Day toast. If you can, add a little St. Patrick's Day into your toast. It's acceptable to start your toast with a joke about aspects of the holiday, such as green beer or shamrocks. It is not acceptable, like O. Kent in our producer booth, to make your Irish accent sound like Spain. Secondly, if you are giving your toast on St. Patrick's Day, give it with green beer to make the event more festive. Well, I think we covered that. You give it with green wine to make the event more festive. Avoid cursing in your toast, especially if you're delivering it publicly. Funny, memorable toasts are not always laden with swear words. That's funny. She has never been to an event hosted by me. By inserting them into your toast, you risk offending someone. I don't know about the rest of our listeners, but I think that's part of the fun of a toast, is to see who exactly I can offend and let them wonder for a couple of hours thinking, did she really mean that? And finally, do not give a public toast in a classy bar. If you find yourself sipping a green martini in a posh bar, it would be inappropriate to attempt a loud, raucous bar-wide toast. Here's another piece of advice. On St. Patrick's Day, don't find yourself a classy bar. Find a great dive with your best friends and just bring your own Vino Verde in. But no, that can't be a true St. Patrick's celebration like that. All right, I have a few emails, and they are themed around St. Patrick's Day, so we're going to be able to run through these right quick. This is from Karen in Colorado. Will food color hurt my wine's taste or the smell of wine? No, it will not hurt the taste. No, it will not hurt the smell. It will definitely hurt your glassware. It will hurt your teeth, and you probably won't be able to tell what you're drinking after a while, but food coloring in wine is perfectly acceptable. Just a note for you, it will work better in your white wine than in your red wine. Moving on, from also a Carrie, and this is out of North Carolina. Are there any Irish wines? Yes, it's called Jameson's. All right, moving on, from Chris in New York. I usually go to a bar on St. Patrick's Day, and they mix a drink with cider and Guinness. Is cider a wine? No, cider is not a wine. Cider is cider. All right, thank you for my intelligent St. Patrick's Day questions. For those of you who want to try a little harder and find some more interesting ones, please do so and email them to info@winecrush.com, or you can always call 877-4-CRUSH-1. For those of you feeling brave and want to celebrate with your Vino Verde, would love to see some posters and some pictures of you celebrating St. Patrick's Day with your glasses of wine. So feel free to post those either at thewinecrush.com, where you can check out my latest blog, or you can post it on Facebook at Laura Berg Lawson and let me know what you're drinking to celebrate your day. You know, I have to do little news items occasionally just to entertain ourselves, but this is one of the best ones I have found in ages. We try and be bubbly. We try and find exciting topics to talk about on The Crush, but most of all, we like to be social. Well, apparently, we can make a lot of money being bubbly and social, at least if we live in Pennsylvania. The Liquor Board wants clerks to be bubbly and polite. From Harrisburg. Pennsylvania liquor store clerks need to be more bubbly when they're selling champagne. The state's Liquor Control Board is spending more than $173,000 to try and make workers friendlier and more well-mannered at the nearly 650 stores it operates. The board says that it wants to make sure clerks are saying hello, thank you, and come again to customers shopping for wine and spirits. It has hired Pittsburgh-based consulting firm to help coach store managers so they can instruct their 4,000 clerks on issues as such as how to greet customers and where to stand. Training begins this month. Harrisburg Good Government activist Eric Epstein calls the idea a demented interpretation of a happy hour. He says it's a sad state of affairs when you have to train people to be kind and courteous. Here's a thought to the Pennsylvania Liquor Boards. We are talking about unemployment in this country reaching double digits. If you have people that are working on customer service that are not saying, hello, please, thank you, can I help you? Fire them. Very simple, very cut and dried. If you can't be happy selling alcohol, chances are you're not going to be happy most anywhere else. I promise you there's a lot of well-meaning people out there who would love to have their jobs. Listeners, agree or disagree, call 877-4-CRUSH-1 and let me know what you're thinking. Well, at this point, I would love to take some calls on the wine line. So I have a call from Charlottesville, Virginia.
My question is, what is kosher wine and what are some good ones?
Kosher wines. I am not the great expert on kosher wines that I should be. There is a certain production procedure that has to be accomplished to make a wine kosher. For our listeners, kosher wines are those that have been blessed by a rabbi and are fit to be consumed on high holidays. I would encourage you to search the internet for the official way to do it, the official way to find the wines to drink. But I think we all know the number one kosher wine out there is Manischewitz, as any of us from that age group can certainly attest to seeing Manischewitz all over the place. We have had fun talking about St. Patrick's Day today, but of course I have to continue on my idea of toast. And this is the one I want to put right now because I know Kent will cut me off one way or the other. But this is the best of St. Patrick's toast, and I encourage all of you to remember this as you're sober early in the evening, because the more you drink, the more interesting it will come out. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. keep the pleasant thoughts in mind while you stay tuned to the Wine Crush while we take a small break.
And what are you all dressed up for, Michelino?
I've come.
Oh, I can see that. But from whose pub was it?
Pub? You're a town like an adder.
The Wine Crush returns in just a wee bit.
Tell Thorn Shorten.
If you're self-employed or run a small business, you know your business bottom line. But do you know your bottom line when it comes to your family's health insurance? The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company helps self-employed folks and small business owners focus on the bottom line every day when it comes to their health insurance plans. Here's the bottom line. If you don't have the right health insurance plan, you could be in trouble. Check your health insurance coverage today and call Mega, where the bottom line is quality health insurance designed for the self-employed and small business owners.
Call now for your free health insurance quote.
800-700-5437. 800-700-5437. That's 800-700-5437.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
I heard in the news the other day about how one man's $3,000 credit card balance exploded to over $10,000 in no time at all. As good as the plastic in your wallet may be, if you run into any problems with your credit card companies, they'll hit you so hard with late and over-limit fees that your head'll spin, and so will your debt. At that point, you cannot stop your runaway debt problem. Well, yes, you can. If your credit card debt is out of control, you're getting collection calls, you're mad as hell, and you can't take it anymore, call us and one of our partner companies will negotiate on your behalf and show you strategies to help you get out of debt.
If you have $10,000 or more in unsecured debt, call now for a free debt analysis. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815.
Well, howdy! Thanks for coming to Big Bubba's. We got a mess of used cars. What can we do for you?
We're looking for,
something cute.
Well, here's a beauty. A 99 model with a moonroof. As a bonus, we'll throw in a leaking gas tank. You could be driving and kaboom! Adds that zing of excitement.
You got any other cars?
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Oh, my name is McNamara. I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the marching song.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I hope you have enjoyed Kent's creativity as much as I have today. It is always nice to finally have a show we can celebrate and we can look ahead. And I think that's kind of the root of today's show, is we are celebrating. We're celebrating the fact that the winter's behind us. We're looking ahead to spring. And we are celebrating the fact that the United States and the rest of the world has a holiday entirely devoted to drinking. So I will definitely lift my glass to that. But all joking aside, St. Patrick's Day is a great time to celebrate with your friends. And anytime you're going to get all of your friends together, it is a great time to experiment with different wines. And whether you're drinking wine on St. Patrick's Day, whether you're drinking beer, of course, we have to advocate here at The Crush for you to drink responsibly. But part of doing that is also sampling different things. And that's what I would recommend those of you who don't have plans to go to Savannah, Chicago, or New York to do this upcoming weekend. before St. Patrick's Day is to put a small wine tasting together. And whether you're going to use Vino Verde, whether you're using Chardonnay, whether you're using Sauvignon Blanc, just remember the wine is always secondary to the company. And if you pick the right people to celebrate your holidays with, then certainly you won't have any problem. But we do want to ask you, let us know what you picked and what you decided to do. And those of you, I think it was Tina, who was brave enough to ask if she can dye her wine green. I definitely want to hear from her and see how well that worked. But that does tag into one more thing. If you're going to do that wine celebration over St. Patrick's Day, this is one of the best ways ever to do a blind wine tasting, and what better holiday to celebrate it. Go out and get yourself two bottles of green food dye. Pick six different white wines. Pick a Sauvignon Blanc, pick a Chardonnay, pick a Riesling, pick a Gewürztraminer, pick all of the six great noble white grapes, and throw two things that are fun in, whether it's Vino Verde, whether it's Nalbarino, and then take and drop one drop of green food coloring into each one of those wines. What you have just done is made yourself a blind tasting without affecting any taste or any aroma. That way you and your friends can sit around, celebrate in green, and you can argue over which wine is actually which. So there is your party planning information for the Wine Crush for this week, and I hope that you will find it all coming up clovers for you. We encourage you, reach out to us, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Email us, info@winecrush.com, or check our new updated website, winecrush.com, and check out the blogs, check out the new posted pictures, and of course, definitely put your 2 cents worth in. While you're doing that, you can also surf around on the internet. This is one of the neatest things I have seen in a while. Out of news and notes, Nervino, N-I-R-V-I-N-O, cute little thing for those of you who are addicted to your Blackberries or iPhones. When you're wandering around shopping for the wines for your wine tasting, look at this free application. It has over 1 million reviews of different wines. So even that person who could not find the 2004 Rodney Strong Cabernet, you'll have a fallback. Nervino, Nervino.com, and check out the app. Well, I wish everybody a happy and safe St. Patrick's Day. I hope you manage to celebrate in style, have a lot of fun, come up with green teeth, green glasses, green beer. For those of you who go to Savannah, let me know how the party goes. But as always, do remember this. Sip socially, drink responsibly. In vino veritas, in wine there is truth, and in culminating our St. Patrick's Day with our tribute to the toast. May the frost never afflict your spuds. May the outside leaves of your cabbage always be free from worms. May the crow never pick your haystack, and may your donkey always be in foal. May the hinges of our friendship never grow rusty, and our wine never turn musty. In vino veritas, in wine there is truth, and this is Laura Lawson signing off on another fun version of The Wine Crush.